Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, January 11th, and we are reading from the New International Version. We'll begin in John chapter 5 and read verses 25 through the end of the chapter. In my Bible, I'm looking at a lot of red letters because this is Jesus speaking. And so as I think about reading this for you guys, it makes me a little nervous, honestly, because I do not know Jesus' intonation when he first spoke these words. And so I just pray, even as I read, that the Lord, his voice would come through and that his message for us would shine. Verse 25. I tell you the truth, a time is coming and has now come when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son to have life in himself. And he has given him authority to judge because he is the Son of Man. Do not be ashamed at this. For a time is coming when all who are in their graves will hear his voice and come out. Those who have done good will rise to live, and those who have done evil will rise to be condemned. By myself, I can do nothing. I judge only as I hear, and my judgment is just, for I seek not to please myself, but him who sent me. If I testify about myself, my testimony is not valid. There is another who testifies in my favor, and I know that his testimony about me is valid. You have sent to John, and he has testified to the truth. Not that I accept human testimony, but I mention it that you may be saved. John was a lamp that burned and gave light. And you chose for a time to enjoy his light. I have testimony weightier than that of John. For the very work that the Father has given me to finish, of which I am doing, testifies that the Father has sent me. And the Father who sent me has himself testified concerning me. You have never heard his voice, nor seen his form. Nor does his word dwell in you, for you do not believe the one he sent. You diligently study the scriptures because you think that by them you possess eternal life. These are the scriptures that testify about me, yet you refuse to come to me and have life. I do not accept praise from men, but I know you. I know that you do not have the love of God in your hearts. I have come in my Father's name, and you did not accept me. But if someone else comes in his own name, you will accept him. How can you believe if you accept praise from one another, yet make no effort to obtain the praise that comes from the only God? But do you think that I will accuse you before the Father? Your accuser is Moses, on whom your hopes are set. If you believed Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote about me. But since you do not believe what he wrote, how are you going to believe what I say? And now we turn over to the Psalms. Today we are reading Psalm 25. This is a Psalm of David. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. In you I trust, O my God. Do not let me be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me. No one whose hope is in you will ever be put to shame, but they will be put to shame who are treacherous without excuse. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, For you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. Remember, O Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are from of old. Remember not the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me. For you are good, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he instructs sinners in his ways. He guides the humble in what is right and teaches them his way. All the ways of the Lord are loving and faithful for those who keep the demands of his covenant. For the sake of your name, O Lord, forgive my iniquity, though it is great. Who then is the man that fears the Lord? He will instruct him in the way chosen for him. He will spend his days in prosperity, and his descendants will inherit the land. The Lord confides in those who fear him. He makes his covenant known to them. My eyes are ever on the Lord, for only he will release my feet from the snare. Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. The troubles of my heart have multiplied. Free me from my anguish. Look upon my affliction and my distress, and take away all my sins. See how my enemies have increased, and how fiercely they hate me. Guard my life and rescue me. Let me not be put to shame, for I take refuge in you. May integrity and uprightness protect me, because my hope is in you. Redeem Israel, O God, from all their troubles. And now we turn to the book of Isaiah. We're in Isaiah 25. And I don't know about you guys, but I'm kind of ready for some good news in Isaiah. We've heard a lot of judgment oracles. And today, the little title in this chapter is Praise to the Lord. So I'm excited to read with you today. Chapter 25. O Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you and praise your name. For in perfect faithfulness, you have done marvelous things planned long ago. You have made the city a heap of rubble, the fortified town a ruin, the foreigner's stronghold a city no more. It will never be rebuilt. Therefore, strong peoples will honor you. Cities of ruthless nations will revere you. You have been a refuge for the poor, a refuge for the needy in his distress, a shelter from the storm, and a shade from the heat. For the breath of the ruthless is like a storm driving against a wall, and like the heat of the desert. You silence the uproar of foreigners, as heat is reduced by the shadow of a cloud. So the song of the ruthless is stilled. On this mountain, the Lord Almighty will prepare a feast of rich food for all peoples, a banquet of aged wine, the best of meats and the finest of wines. On this mountain, he will destroy the shroud that enfolds all peoples, the sheet that covers all nations. He will swallow up death forever. The sovereign Lord will wipe away the tears from all faces. He will remove the disgrace of his people from all the earth. The Lord has spoken. In that day, they will say, "Surely this is our God. We trusted in him, and he has saved us. This is the Lord. We trusted in him. Let us rejoice and be glad in his salvation." The hand of the Lord will rest on this mountain, but Moab will be trampled under him, as straw is trampled down in the manure. They will spread out their hands in it, as a swimmer spreads out his hands to swim. God will bring down their pride, despite the cleverness of their hands. He will bring down your high fortified walls and lay them low. He will bring them down to the ground, to the very dust. For our prayer time today, I would love for us to go back through the three passages that we've read and pick out points about who God is. I have always heard that the Bible is first a book about God, and then it's a book about us in relationship to God. And so I just saw in these verses much that we can learn about who God is. And so I want to form that into a prayer, starting with some characteristics that I see from the book of Isaiah, and then from Psalm 25, and from John chapter 5. Let's pray together. Thank you, Father, for this opportunity to read your word together. Thank you that you are perfect in your faithfulness. You do marvelous things. You are in control. You can destroy and you can restore to life. You are worthy of honor. You are a refuge for the poor and the needy, a shelter in times of storm, a shade in times of heat. You can silence your foes. You wipe away tears. You remove disgrace. You save. You bring down the proud. Thank you, Father, that you are merciful and loving, forgiving of the sins of our youth. Remember us, Lord, according to your love. You are good and upright. You guide us and you teach us what is right. You are faithful and you confide in those who fear you. In you is life. You are our authority and you are our judge. You raise the dead. You are just and truth. Your scriptures testify about you. You are the one in whom we hope. And you are the one who was prophesied. And we thank you, Lord, that all of this is true about you. And we can trust in you, the one in whom we find unfailing love. Thank you for all these things. We love you and pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.